fiber fast phone, internet, and TV. Choose MT Networks.
Back in Opie, Scott Hayes, Tegan Trahoon on Country 101.7 FM. We're just about ready for kickoff. Burlington won the toss, elected to receive to start the game, so Opie will be kicking off west to east or right to left as we see the action. And kicking off for the Eagles is going to be Chance Redeker. Back deep to receive for Burlington is Kel Johnson and Tucker Whitworth. We'll get you the hometown healthcare starting lineups after this kickoff. Here's the opening kickoff from Redeker. It's a short kick taken at the 19-yard line by Johnson, and his knee touches as he receives the football, and so that's where Burlington will start here. Starting lineups brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, serving 30 counties in eastern Kansas with highly trained, skilled nurses ready to care for you in your home. Call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Starting offense for Burlington. The single wing, the tailback is senior Connor Jeffers. Fullback is junior Tegan Hess. The blocking back, senior Tucker Whitworth. Wingback is senior Jacob Jasper. Split in, senior Garrison Fiedler. Tight end is junior Jacob Hopkins. At the line, the center is senior Cody Collins. The guards are seniors Kevin Burke and Tate Petrie. Tackles are seniors T.J. Lang and Harrison Rohrer. Here's the snap back to Connor Jeffers, and Jeffers to the left, breaks a tackle at the 30 and then is tripped up and goes down at the 35, maybe the 36-yard line. Damon Schmidt saves a touchdown there. So that is a very big run, a 17-yard run to start things off for Connor Jeffers. Starting defense for Olpe. The ends are senior Jacob Hines and junior Carter Cox. Interior linemen, senior Cody Wright, sophomore Seth Wright, and senior Chance Redeker. Get you the rest of the defense after this first and 10 play from the 36. Snap pass goes past Jeffers. He gets tackled in the backfield back at the 27-yard line. That'll be a big loss as a couple of Olpe Eagles get back there and get him stopped for a loss of 8. Make that 9 on the play, a loss of 9 as the ball goes by Jeffers. Linebackers for Olpe, sophomore Colburn Holting, junior Blaine Heinrichs. Corners are junior Camden Holting, sophomore Caden Redeker. Strong safety is senior Damon Schmidt, and the free safety is senior Garrett Pimple. We'll give you the Olpe offense, Burlington defense when we switch sides here. Starting lineups brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, serving 30 counties in eastern Kansas with highly trained, skilled nurses ready to care for you in your home. Call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. So stoppage here as they reset the clock. 11:40 to go, first quarter. We've only played 20 seconds here. No score. I feel like we played longer than that. Yeah. We should have played a lot longer than that.
Well, especially if you're Burlington. They've already had two small mistakes. You got to hope that doesn't continue tonight.
Snap back to Jeffers, running left, trying to string it out. Now he goes inside a little crease, gets to the 35, and then hurls himself forward to the 40. So it gets back the lost yardage on the bad snap last time as he will get right at the 40-yard line, and that is a gain of 14 yards for Connor Jeffers.
Jeffers did a great job of finding that gap, but Olpe, they saw where he was going, immediately jumped in there to close up that hole that he was going to find himself going through.
So it's second and about 6, almost 7 here. Locked in, back to Jeffers, gives it to Cale Johnson, and Johnson takes it inside. And Johnson takes it to the 45, and he'll be very close to the first down as he gains right at 5 yards there. So Kel Johnson with his first carry, and that is a 5-yard carry for the sophomore. A lot of talent on the offensive side of the football for this Burlington team. Big guys up front, a lot of guys that can run the football. Third and 1 from the 45-yard line. No, this is 4th and 1. 4th and 1, and they're going to try to quarterback sneak it straight ahead. And second push will get it, a gain of 2. Didn't see who the ball carrier was. It's Jeffers. So a 2-yard pickup for Jeffers. And the second first down of the ball game for the Burlington Wildcats.
You talked about in the beginning there, Scott, about how they're going to try and use that running game. And so far the running game is paying off for them.
10 minutes, 20 seconds and counting to go. First quarter, no score. Burlington first and 10 from their own 47-yard line. Overloaded to the right side. Jeffers, tailback in this wing tee. They snap it back to him. Looks to throw. Going to throw it downfield. Wide open and making the catch at the 20-yard line. Going down at the 15 is Garrison Fiedler. as Fiedler will be, actually looks like they're going to give him a little bit of a roll. So he goes from the 47 down to where? The 12. The 12-yard line. Wow.
First
pass.
That
is a 36-yard completion from Jeffers to Fiedler.
First pass we've seen so far, and it was a beautiful one.
Yeah, good tight spiral and overthrew the entire defense. Now Jeffers gets set. Again, overloaded to the right, coming around right to left. Taking the carry is going to be Jacob Jasper. Jasper gets hit near the line of scrimmage. Not sure he gained anything there. But already we're seeing this Burlington offense mixing the looks up a little bit. Yeah. You have multiple guys who can carry the football. It's not going to just be Jeffers.
Well, and Opie clearly fell for that one. They went to the wrong side, tried to bring him down, but they immediately corrected. That's, again, the experience. They're picking it up with these this tough schedule they've had so far. They're learning new things.
Second and nine from the 11-yard line. Bad snap again over the head of Jeffers. He picks it up at the 24, and he'll get back to the 16-yard line. And that'll be a loss of five, and a flag comes out at the end of the play. So hold on there. Let's see what happens. Wonder, that could be in the position of maybe a block in the back from one of his teammates, and that is the call. And that is adding insult to injury there as they will back that play up a little further.
So far, three mistakes made, all three on Burlington right now. We've seen two bad snaps, and now obviously they just weren't as focused. They were a little too aggressive trying to keep the Olpe defense off of them. Now they got to try and recover and bring it back again. I've said it a couple times, but experience is going to be the big factor here, Scott.
Well, that's a big penalty because you lost five on the play, and then you basically add 10 more to that. So they're looking now at second and 25-ish,
yep.
26 maybe.
They're
lined up at the Olpe 28. They need to get to the Olpe 2 for a first down.
They've shown they can make up the yardage, though.
They go to more of a I formation. As Jeffers puts Johnson in motion, fakes it to Johnson, and then the deep back, Tegan Hess, takes it straight up the middle, gets inside the 25, down to the 22-yard line, and that'll be a gain of five, Hess's first carry of the ball game. And we have seen now nine plays for Burlington. They've thrown it or ran it eight times, thrown it once. That one pass completion, a 36-yarder from Jeffers to Garrison Fiedler. 8:22 to go in the first quarter, no score. Third and 20 for Burlington at the Olpe 22-yard line. Overload to the left side of the line. Jeffers running that way, has a blocker out in front. Good pursuit in the backfield, and coming in to make the tackle for Olpe is going to be Jacob Hines. He cut through the blockers and got to Jeffers and gets Jeffers down back at the 23-yard line.
Second, fourth down so far. Burlington still not able to get through, not get past the 25-yard line. Now you got to wonder, are they going to go for it? Are they going to try a pass? Or are they going to just try and go for a field goal?
Well, it doesn't look like their field goal team's in there. So on fourth and almost 20 from the Olpe 24-yard line, they're lining up to go for it. So look for a pass possibly.
A lot of yardage to make up.
Yeah, absolutely. Snap back to Jeffers. Stops, sets his feet. Now he runs to the left, has a little bit of space, gets to the 20, 15, cuts back inside the numbers, and will be brought down inside the 10 at the 9-yard line. That'll be a gain of 14 for Connor Jeffers, but they will turn it over on downs. So some yardage there, and kind of pins Olpe back a little bit. You're playing field position. That's, to some degree, the same as a punt, but it should be a turnover on downs. Oh, we're going to have a hold on Burlington. Olpe declines it, and they'll take over at their own 9-yard line. So turnover on down, 7:18 to go in the first quarter. A long first possession there for the Burlington Wildcats. Ran a ton of plays.
Wow.
But Olpe takes over at their own 9-yard line.
Well, and anybody that knows football will tell you, Scott, doesn't matter how many plays you run, it's how many you score on.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Right now, Burlington has nothing to show for that in very impressive offensive effort.
Well, a couple of mistakes there, some penalties and bad snaps. And eventually came back to bite them. First and 10, Olpe from their own 9-yard line. Holting rolls to the right. Pump fakes on the pass. Now pressure coming, and he tries to spin away, and he's going to be taken down inside the 5 at the 4-yard line. A loss of 5 as Colburn Holting couldn't get away from the defensive front of Burlington. Starting lineup for Olpe, quarterback, a sophomore, Colburn Holting. Running backs are senior Justin Deeker, junior Blaine Heinrichs. Slot back is junior Cameron Holting. And the split end, Garrett Pimple, a senior. Senior Damon Schmidt is a tight end. The guards are senior Cody Wright, senior Jacob Hines. Tackles, junior Jacob Argabright, sophomore Joel Deeker. And center is senior Caleb Votes. And keeping it running up the middle here, actually the handoff to Heinrichs. He takes it back across the 10 to the 11-yard line. So he gets that loss yardage on that first play back. And he goes from the 3 up to the 11, a gain of 8 for Blaine Heinrichs.
So far, yet to see really anybody establishing a passing game. Both teams just trying to run it through and get as much yardage.
6:10 to go in the first quarter, no score. Olpe looking at third and nearly 10 from just across their 10-yard line at the 11. Two receivers go left. Damon Schmidt, the tight end, goes out to the right. They have a slot back on the right side as well. Heinrichs stays back with Holting. Holting looking, going up the sideline, looking for Damon Schmidt. Schmidt gets underneath it at the 40, goes down, out of bounds near the 45-yard line. Well-executed play as Colburn Holting throws it up the far sideline to Damon Schmidt. And that's right at a 30, we're going to call it a 33-yard completion, Holting to Schmidt.
Great,
well done.
Great read on that. Like you said earlier, he overthrew the entire defense, and Schmidt never took his eye off the ball, still managed to keep his feet underneath him. Great reception by Schmidt.
So first and 10, Olpe at their own 43.5-yard line, 5:47 to go in the first quarter, no score. Olpe gets out of the shadow of their own end zone. Receiver goes to the left. Tight to the right side with a slot back, actually to either side. Now motion right to left, and they fake it to Heinrichs, and they try and go end around to the right side, and cutting across is Justin Deeker, and Deeker will go out of bounds across the 45 at the 48-yard line, but there is a flag down. Big gain of 5 on the play, but it's going to be a hold on Olpe, and they're going to back up here and redo first down. And actually, this is going to be more than 10 just because the spot of the hold is back inside the Olpe 40-yard line. The line of scrimmage was the 43, almost the 44.
Well, and this is where we saw Burlington really start to struggle was with these penalties. You got to wonder if Olpe's going to be able to overcome it and still push forward to get the first points on the board, or are they going to suffer the same fate?
So they lose basically 13, almost 14 yards there. They go back inside their own 30 to the 29-yard line. First and 10, they send three receivers to the left side.
Two beautiful passes thrown by both teams didn't count for anything at this point.
5:36 to go in the first quarter. Holting fakes to Heinrichs, looks left, comes back to the right, wants to throw, throws it short to Damon Schmidt at the 40-yard line, so he'll get almost 10 yards there. And Schmidt kind of sat in a little soft spot in the zone defense there for Burlington and was able to come up with a 10-yard completion, makes the second down a little more manageable, second and close to 14 here. Olpe from their own 39-yard line. Thanks again to our friends at the Clint Boyer Autoplex for providing transportation. Been having a little bit of technical difficulties. We went off the air when we said that during pregame. See them at West Highway 50 and Industrial Road in Emporia, online, ClintBoyerAuto.com. Holting in the shotgun. Drops back. Deep drop here. Pressure in his face. Throws it short to Heinrichs. Heinrichs at the 40. Tries to cut back and gets cut down at the 42-yard line. Good tackle. In the open field, I believe that is Jacob Jasper who makes the play. Did a really nice job there. And it ends up being a gain of 3 when it looked like Heinrichs might have a little bit of running room in front of him. But now it's a big third and about 11 here coming for Olpe. Was there a late flag out?
It looks like they are discussing something down there. I'm not entirely sure what it could be about, though.
Clock stopped at 4:42 to go in the first quarter. No, they're not picking up a flag. That's the football. Have a lot of bodies in front of us between now and there. We're set up on the north side of the field behind the Burlington bench here in the Olpe press box. It must have been a penalty on Burlington because now they're marking it off across the 50. Must have been a late hit because this is a 15-yarder. That is a big penalty on the Burlington Wildcats because Olpe now will have first and 10 at the Burlington 43-yard line. Well, Olpe was looking at a third and about 11, but there must have been a late hit or some sort of other unsportsmanlike call there because now moving it across the across midfield. Olpe picks up a big chunk of yardage there. That is a big help to them. Splitting out wide to the left is going to be Garrett Pimple.
I'm going to make a quick prediction here, Scott, and say penalties are going to play a major factor in tonight's winner.
Camden Holting on the right side. Wing formation behind Colburn Holting under center as Schmidt comes in motion right to left. They toss it back left to Heinrichs, and Heinrichs evades one defender and then goes out of bounds after the 40 at the 40-yard line, and the manager for Burlington, one of the managers, gets taken down out of bounds. Looks like she's okay, a little shaken up. A two-yard gain for Blaine Heinrichs on the pitch. He has 10 yards on two carries. Starting defense for Burlington, the defensive linemen, Garrison Fiedler, Shane Wright, Kevin Burke, Parker Meets. Linebackers are Tucker Whitworth, Connor Jeffers, Tegan Hess, Jacob Jasper. Corners are Jaden Payne and Brandon Nordstedt, and the safety is sophomore Kale Johnson.
Scott, can I just say real quick, that really talks about the spirit of a team right there. As soon as she went down on the sideline, the entire team ran over to check on her. That's called caring for your teammates there.
Overloaded to the right side, and they throw it to Camden Holting. Colburn just a little long on the fingertips, and Camden can't bring it in on second and eight from the Burlington 40, and it's going to bring up third down.
Holting right there grabbed his helmet, grabbed his head, and started kind of throwing his arms into the air. You can't get frustrated when things like that happen. There was no interception. He needs to shake it off and let it go. That's the kind of thing that can really stir up a quarterback when you start to get worked up over little things like that.
And you should all actually feel pretty fortunate because the way it tipped off the fingertips of Camden Holting, it could have been an interception. Third and eight, Olpe at the Burlington 40-yard line, 4:07 to go in the first quarter. Colburn from the shotgun has Heinrichs to his right, rolls right, a little pump fake looking left. Now he looks back to his right, gets hit as he throws, and it'll go incomplete at the 31, and he got absolutely drilled. As coming in like a heat-seeking missile is Tucker Whitworth, and he gets a piece of Colburn Holting. Incomplete pass is going to bring up fourth and eight. Two straight incompletions for the Olpe quarterback with the clock stops at 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. That was a
heck of a hit. He will definitely feel that tomorrow.
Fourth and eight, and a decision here from Olpe. If you try to punt it and hope you get a good punt and pin them deep, maybe inside the 10 or 5-yard line, or if you're going to go for it. And right now they're lining up like they're going to go for it. Three receivers go to the right side. They bring Camden Holting tight left. Colburn Holting in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Rolls to the right. Pump fakes. He's going to throw it. Looks for Damon Schmidt. Makes the completion at the 30-yard line. And he goes out of bounds right at the 30. It's a 10-yard completion and a first down.
That's great, great showing of determination there by Holting. Got shook up on the last two plays. Didn't let it bother him, shook it off, got right in there, got the first down. Olpe's really making a statement here.
56 yards passing already for the sophomore, Colburn Holting. Olpe now has first and 10 from the Burlington 30-yard line. Remember, Burlington drove all the way down the field on their opening possession, then turned it over on downs at the Olpe 9. They had some miscues themselves on that drive. They had a big one here, the 15-yard penalty, extending this drive for Olpe here. They fake the handoff, little play-action pass. They throw it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs inside the 30 will get knocked out of bounds at the 27-yard line. There is some hard hitting taking place right now, Tegan.
Well, you know, Coach Petrie had said during the halftime or the pregame show, they plan to shut down Olpe as quickly as they can. They said they have to be aggressive. They have to set the tone, and right now they're doing it. Schmidt and Colburn both just have been drilled in the last few plays.
Yeah, it's just a 2-yard gain there for Heinrichs. It's second and eight now. Olpe at the Burlington 28-yard line. Two receivers go left, two receivers right. Holting from the shotgun fakes it to Heinrichs. Now throws left, wide open, making the catch is Deeker in space at the 20. Goes up the sideline and then taken out of bounds inside the 10. Oh, they're going to say he steps out of bounds at the 11. That is still a 17-yard completion to Justin Deeker as Olpe will move the chains again. And now they're looking at first and 10 from the Burlington 11-yard line. They can get a first down without getting a touchdown. It was a nice job, little swing pass into the flat, and Justin Deeker wide open there goes up the sideline. I thought he actually went out of bounds inside the 10. The referee says he steps out of bounds at the 11. Two receivers right. Deeker and Caden Redeker come to the left side. A little fake on the pass as they hand it off inside to Heinrichs, and he barrels inside the 10 to about the 9, maybe picking up a pair there. Just the fourth rush of the ball game for Olpe. They've been doing most of their damage so far throwing the football.
Again, I said it's a major difference in styles. You're really seeing a lot of running from Burlington, a lot of passing from Holting. Holting is doing a great job of staying composed, especially when he's been rocked so hard by some of these players. You know, a lot of players his age will usually get frightened to get hit again like that.
2 minutes, 24 seconds to go in the first quarter, second and 8. Olpe at the Burlington 9. And throwing to the back corner of the end zone. It is, does it picked off? They do.
They do.
Burlington intercepts it in the end zone, and they'll take it out to the 20-yard line. This will be a touchback. Coming up with the interception is Brandon Nordstedt picking off Colburn Holting. And I don't know, it looked like Damon Schmidt was a little confused on that play as he kind of cut it off a yard deep in the end zone. And one receiver was coming up the sideline, and he tried to make a play on it just to knock the ball away, but it was picked off by Nordstedt.
Well, he ran straight ahead, kept his head straight forward. He never really looked off to the side to see where anyone else was, and as soon as he turned around, I think he was a little shocked at what he was seeing develop.
So interception in the end zone, and Jeffers picks his way up across the 20-yard line, taken down at the 24. That is already his 8th carry of the ball game, as he has 36 yards on 8 carries. We're inside 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. This is the Area High School Football Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. Scott Hayes taking Trahoon in Olpe tonight. The Eagles hosting the Burlington Wildcats. No score here as we come towards the end of the first quarter. Second and about 6 for Burlington. Snap back to Jeffers. Actually, that's not Jeffers. That's Tegan Hess. He takes it up to the 30. He's going to be very close to the first down on his second 5-yard run of the ball game.
Always good to see another Tegan doing well in sports.
So first down for Burlington at their own 30-yard line. Burlington did move the ball pretty effectively.
Absolutely.
On their first drive. They had a couple of bad snaps that set them back. They had a penalty that set them back.
Two penalties
that set them back. And eventually turning it over on downs at the Olpe 9-yard line. But now they come up with a big interception, start from their own 20. They're already up to their own 30-yard line, first and 10. Snap back to Jeffers, working to the left side. Now he gets cut off, tries to cut it across the 30, up to the 31, a 1-yard pickup for Connor Jeffers. 9 carries, 37 yards rushing, and we're right at 60 seconds to go in the first quarter. Kind of hustled along on the clock.
Yeah.
It is 7:23. We are almost through the first quarter. And when you have one team that's going to primarily run the football and the other team who, even if they throw, has been completing their passes, the clock is going to run. Second and about 9 for Burlington. Kel Johnson comes from the right to the left side, takes the handoff, but he gets stuffed in the backfield. And coming up off the bottom of the pile, well, I'm losing numbers there. 81. For Olpe gets in there. Carter Cox helps make the stop. And it's a loss of 2 on Kel Johnson. And going to bring up 3rd and almost 12 here for Burlington, as Burlington might get one more playoff before the quarter ends.
This will more than likely be the shortest drive we've seen so far in this quarter. The last two both went 11 plays. So this will definitely be the shortest one of this quarter, but I'm pretty sure they're going to carry it over into the second.
3rd and 12, running right is Jeffers, and he will be hogtied and brought down as getting to him and holding on. Sam Pimple does not let go of the jersey. It's a loss of 2 on Jeffers. It'll bring up 4th and long, and we should have a punt when we come back to start the second quarter. You're listening to the Area High School Football Game of the Week. Olpe hosting Burlington. No score after the first 12 minutes. This is Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football on Country 101.7 FM, brought to you in part by USD 252 South Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities. By Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hannah Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth.